This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
Hey, what's going on, Grow Squad? Welcome to another episode of the Eugene Hamilton Podcast. I hope you're doing well. Now, really, from the bottom of my heart, I hope that you and your family, you and your loved ones, those that you care about, hope that you're doing well, that you're in good health, and that life has been good to you. Thank you so much for tuning in. As I always say, man, I know your time is precious, that you've got things you could be doing. There are other pods you could be listening to, but thank you for giving me a few moments of your time as I seek full well to not waste your time, but to help us both to go, to grow, and to glow every single day. Don't just forget, there's a huge percentage of you all that are listening today that are being impacted in a positive way that haven't subscribed yet. So let me encourage you, listen on YouTube, please hit that subscribe button, hit that notification bell so you can know every time we drop something new. In fact, let me tell you this, let me tell you a little secret. Once you become a part of the Grow Squad family, there are some exclusive things that only you'll find out, or you'll find out first, I should say. So you can have first dibs on my new ebook coming out. Shh, don't tell nobody. I got a new ebook coming out. Also got a new children's book coming out later on this year. We've got some things happening. And also, for the next five people that hit me up via DM, direct message, or email at eugenehamiltongroup@gmail.com, I promise you I've got a special gift for you in the form of our signature shirt. Go, grow, glow. Want you to continue to move forward. Don't forget also, you can go to our website, eugenejhamilton.org. Hit that shop button. You can get your own signature shirt there. I invite you. In fact, thank you for all those that have purchased already. Don't forget, you can get you one right there. Our book of the month, although we're in August, I've been so blessed, so impacted by this book called Atomic Habits. We're going to continue diving in, and getting nuggets that will help us become better citizens of this world. The Atomic Habits is a book that kind of helps you, it really helps you to understand the power of taking small steps. Oftentimes when you take big chunks out, when you take huge steps and don't know what you're doing, where you're going, sometimes that's a huge fall. So I want you to know that, hey, once you take small steps in life and compound those steps, eventually that will result in big things happening in your life. So don't you forget, you take that first small step and the rest will take care of itself. As we kick off the day, let's go ahead and have a word of prayer as we move forward together. God, we thank you for this moment. This moment and every moment that brought us to this moment, we thank you for these moments. Thank you for our time together. Thank you for my friend who has tuned in today from wherever they are. Thank you for the opportunity you've given to us to have a conversation. Thank you for the growth that will take place. Thank you for the level of uncomfortability that we may experience that will then result in growth. And thank you for the new lessons that we'll all learn together as we seek to become everything that we were born to be. Thank you again for our time together. In your name, amen. Today we're talking about why I don't trust people and why that might be a good thing. Yeah. Today we're talking about why I don't trust people as a general rule. And it's just tickling me because it's funny because most people have, in fact, before Drake and Kendrick Lamar had their little beef battle, Drake had a song called Trust Issues. The vast majority of us don't want to admit it, but we got challenges trusting people. And many of us have challenges with trust for good reason. Let's be honest. How many of you all have ever had somebody mishandle your trust? Come on now. I'll take it. I'll take it to sports because that's something that I enjoy watching. I've seen individuals who've passed the ball to somebody who kept missing open shots, and the point guard stopped passing the ball to him because they mishandled their trust. Like, dude, every time I pass you the ball, you missed the open shot. I ain't passing the ball to you no more. I don't trust you. In life, that happens to us. Oftentimes, we give people our heart. We'll give people our trust. We'll give people our support. We'll give people access to things in our lives that may be private, that may be personal. And sometimes people mishandle you. I remember one time, one semester in college, FedEx was doing some kind of promotion where they were giving additional money for you. It wasn't a scholarship, but whatever it was. I worked at FedEx over a Christmas break. It wasn't even a semester. It was a Christmas break, so 2 or 3 weeks. And I remember there were packages that we would unload off the truck. And one day, I mean, it's overnight, no excuse, but I just threw this package and something inside broke. I said, oh, man. Oh, wow. My partner that was with me throwing boxes as well looked at the box and said, oh, Hamilton, this box has a extra layer of tape on it. And the top layer says, fragile, handle with care. I said, bro, I didn't see it. I was so interested in getting the work done. I was so interested in getting this shift over with. I was so interested in trying to be finished first that I didn't take time to realize that this book, or this box, I should say, actually had a label on it that said handle with care. Now, if I can't take care of a box that has a big yellow label on it, how do you think sometimes in life when we meet individuals who don't have a label on them, but they still require you to handle them with care? How many times in life have we been missed? A lot of my work has been around impoverished neighborhoods with young people who have sat down to share stories with me about how their dad or their parent promised them that they were going to come and see them, and they've sat outside for hours on end, and that person never showed up. And so the next time dad or mom or whomever called and said, I'm coming to pick you up, they didn't believe them. They lost trust. I don't trust you no more. I spent my entire day with my bags packed, sitting on the porch for you to show up. And not only did you not show up, you didn't call to say something came up. You lost my trust. In life, it's hard to gain the trust of people. And it's also hard to give people your trust. It's almost as if this whole trust challenge is one-sided, because it takes so long in many cases to build trust. But oftentimes it just takes one ill move to lose it. I'm talking about, you could spend a year, 6 months, getting to know somebody, building up trust and confidence in you. And you could do one thing that may cause them to question your character or question if I should trust you, and it all goes down the drain. A survey done by the Pew Research Center found that only 31% of people say that most people can be trusted. What they're saying is 69% of people that they surveyed said that, hey, I can't trust people. And most of them said it not because they just don't trust people because they don't want to, but they've been burned. They've been abused. They've been traumatized. They've tried to trust. They've tried to have confidence in somebody or an organization. And we know full well that a lot of people, in fact, I talk to people oftentimes who, let's say, for instance, they've lost confidence or trust in church. Let's use it as an example. This is not me talking about church as a general rule, but there are people who have lost trust in the institution of church. And sometimes, in fact, most times when I kind of talk to these people to get down to the bottom of this, is not because they no longer believe in God, or they no longer believe in holy writings, or no longer believe in the Bible. It's because somebody in the church that they trusted misrepresented who they claim to serve. It wasn't because the people no longer trust God or trust the institution. Oftentimes, people that have lost confidence in religious institutions is because they've lost confidence in a person that claimed to represent God or that institution. So it's not a foreign idea or concept to me to know that 69% of people are leery, or like, you know what? Show me some evidence first that you should be trusted. People are saying, listen, I no longer want my heart to be broken. I no longer want my mind to be tampered with. I no longer want you to mishandle me. I want you to show me some evidence that you deserve to be trusted. Because going back to that basketball analogy, I don't want to pass the ball to you again and you miss an open layup. I don't want to pass the ball to you again and you throw it out of bounds. I don't want to believe that you're going to say that you're going to do something that you're going to do and you don't follow through. So people have difficulty, by and large, trusting other humans for three main reasons. Number one, they've had a bad experience, to include being traumatized, betrayed, or hurt by another human. By and large, when you find individuals who don't trust something or somebody, they've either been traumatized, betrayed, or hurt. So here it is, because this is true in many relationships as well. In fact, I remember one time I had the privilege of sitting down with a couple that was to be married. And in our conversation together, the soon-to-be wife kept making reference to the soon-to-be husband as somebody that she couldn't trust. And I'm like, she never said it like that, but she kind of alluded to the fact that not only it's not about him, I don't trust men. I said, got it. This had nothing to do with something that he did. Let's be clear, right? She said, oh, no, it had nothing to do with him. My last boyfriend did X, Y, and Z, and the boyfriend before that did. So sometimes in life, people may not have had a bad experience with you, but they've had a bad experience with a person that sits in your position. They had a bad experience with another teacher. And if you're a teacher sitting behind that desk, it has nothing to do with you. They had a bad experience with somebody else. And unfortunately, that individual, absent of therapy, counseling, and coming to an agreement, they may just go through life for the rest of their lives having trust issues with people that sit in the same seat of somebody who mishandled them before. The second reason why people sometimes have trust issues is because of low self-worth. Yeah, they have low self-esteem. Check this out. And they feel unworthy and or insecure. So, how can I say it better? So it's not even about them not trusting you. They don't think that they're worthy of being trusted. In other words, it's funny because I used to try to run the streets. I wasn't good at it, right? I tried to dabble on the block and do some kind, but that wasn't my lane. But sometimes I would meet individuals who had challenges trusting me because they knew they were low down and dirty. Right? It had nothing to do with low. It had nothing to do with anything that I'd done. It had everything to do with the fact that they knew that they were not worthy of being trusted. So then they project that same energy on everybody else. And now you can't be trusted. No, it's not about them. It's about I can't be trusted. Then there are those who feel insecure and unworthy. because of just simply having low self-esteem. Yeah, they don't think that they are good enough.
This isn't just a game. It's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to HarlemGlobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
Hey, hockey fans! Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at USAHockeyNTDP.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.
To warrant you trusting them. They don't feel like they've done enough. And we talked a few episodes ago about the imposter syndrome. It's along those lines where they don't feel as if they are worthy of everything that comes with you trusting them. Then the third reason why people sometimes have trust issues is because of simply unrealistic expectations. So I trusted you to do something that I knew wasn't humanly possible, yet I trusted you to do it. And when you didn't do it, now I've lost trust in you. That's unfair. It's my show, so that's my opinion. Right? It's kind of unfair. If I think you're going to move mountains and you ain't never moved a mountain before, but I gave you every confidence and I believe that you could move a mountain and you didn't move the mountain. Now, I don't trust you. That we never discussed me moving no mountain. But by and large, people have trust issues. And sometimes people that have been broken, people that have been traumatized, people that have been abused, and there are different categories of abuse. I'm not just talking about physical abuse. It could be emotional abuse, mental abuse, whatever. People have been abused, traumatized, betrayed. They have difficulty trusting people. I personally know that humans are going to human. In other words, I have a healthy understanding of the reality that human beings are imperfect. Yeah, we are not. Now, are there some general basic foundational things that we should abide by? Yeah, I shouldn't hit you. I shouldn't call. Yeah, there's some things, there's some basic fundamentals that I'm saying, man, as a human being, at least be decent. But do I expect you to be perfect? Absolutely not. If I ask you to respect something that's my property, do I expect you to do that? Absolutely. I can't trust you to do something now that, in fact, I used to have a challenge growing up because I would oftentimes be punished for things that I wasn't taught not to do or to do. And sometimes I would say to myself, man, wow, how can I be held to a standard to do something? Remember the first time I actually drove, it was not on the highway. My dad was in a tree and he asked me to back up we had a winch with a cable on the front of the truck. And he asked me to back the truck up and to do something. I don't know. I forgot exactly. Well, I don't know if I was pulling a limb or pulling a log. I don't know what I was doing exactly, but I know that was the first time I actually got in the car and moved it with his permission. Let me say it that way. Don't ask me what I mean by that. I fooled around and I did something with the car. It jerked the limb, I think hit the fender, and I got into some big trouble. But I'm saying, man, I've never had to do that. And the response that I received was, but you saw me do it before. And man, that was difficult for me to stomach because I'm saying to myself, wow, I mean, okay, I probably did see you do it, but I wasn't sitting down in a lesson to learn it. I just kind of observed it. And shout out to my dad, man. I love my dad to death. I'm just saying, there were moments in my life that I look back and I say to myself, I trust was lost for a period of time based on me not being able to complete something that I wasn't properly taught to get done. And sometimes in life that happens to us. And we've got to understand that in relationships, in community, whatever the connection might be, oftentimes we've got to do the hard work of teaching people what my expectations look like. And here is how you can gain trust from me. Here is how this thing should play out. Now, not to a T, but oftentimes in life, listen, I know that humans are humans. And I say to myself, wow, if this person hasn't been taught better, I don't expect better. If this person, in fact, I remember one time, one of my early jobs, I'm talking about right out of college, was I was a substitute teacher. And I was in the hood. I left my wallet on the table, on the desk. I went to the bathroom, came back, wallet was gone. It's middle class. I mean, it had 20 kids in there. Nobody knew what happened to the wallet. I couldn't get mad because I'm in a neighborhood where people were working hard to make ends meet. It's not an excuse. In fact, out here on the West Coast, a lot of things are happening now with break-ins. People are just desperate. And I'm not giving an excuse. I mean, it would be a great thing for people to go get a job or to make an honest living, but sometimes people only do things that they picked up from other people. And sometimes individuals, shout out to my man on the Breakfast Club, who talked about the fact that sometimes people will trauma bond over the wrong things. So, oh, we all broke. Oh, my goodness. We all don't have anything to eat. So let's go break in somebody's house. They're trauma bonding. They're traumatized by their situation. They're traumatized by poverty. And so our common theme is we all need some money. We all need a way out. So I'm in a classroom full of kids who need a way out. And I put a wallet on the table with money in the wallet. They took the whole wallet. I didn't even get mad. I end up saying, man, I hope whoever took the wallet, I hope that whatever you needed out of that wallet, you can get. The least you can do is give my license back. And the next day I got back to school, the wallet was there, but of course the cash was gone. But I expect human beings to be human beings. And that's imperfect. Now here's some key benefits of being cautious when it comes to building trust with people. In other words, like, you know, I see babies and young people all the time that just trust anybody. I love the innocence of it. But I know the trouble it can get you into if you're not cautious down the line. And here are some key benefits that have worked in my favor. I'm going to give to you real quickly. With regard to making sure you do your due diligence in trying to build trust with the right people. One of the key benefits is self-protection. If you're cautious with how you build trust and who you build trust with, you can avoid betrayal to some degree. You can safeguard your personal information to some degree. And you can, in many cases, prevent levels of emotional harm. If you are cautious, if you are careful with and not just giving everybody information and connecting with everybody and giving everybody your phone, if you are cautious enough, and you learn that there are some benefits with not just giving trust to everybody. One of the key benefits is self-protection. The second benefit that I would offer is personal growth. You strengthen your intuition. You develop something that's called discernment, right? And you also learn from experience along the way. The third thing, the key benefit of being cautious with how you allow people to have to gain your trust is it helps to promote better decision making. It also enhances professional success as well. So let me break two of these down and then I will let you get about your day. You are cautioned and I am cautioned to be wise, to have wisdom. And the way you and I get wisdom, in fact, one of the key characters in the Bible is a guy named Solomon who didn't ask God for money, for riches, or for a brand new car. When God said, you can ask me for anything, he said, God, give me wisdom. We got to use wisdom when it comes to decision making. We got to use wisdom when it comes to trust. We got to use wisdom when it comes to building healthy relationships. And in doing so, I've got a couple more notes I want to share with you. When I say that trust issues are when I say that key benefits of sometimes being cautious and trusting people promotes better decision making, sometimes it minimizes risk. You can better assess potential risks. Have you ever been in, and I've seen people, I grew up with a bunch of sisters, and I've seen people, my sisters and otherwise, people that I grew up with who I call sisters, I'm saying, man, why did you trust that joker? And I may have used another word, but that's neither here nor there. And they got caught up in flowery words. They got caught up in gifts. And they missed the signs. I'm like, if you sat in one conversation with this joker, you would know full well that they are not to be trusted. Right? If you went on a date with this guy, but you were just so enamored with the gift that he bought you, the flowers that he bought you, that you missed that sign. He told you on the first date that he's not to be trusted. But sometimes we're blinded by what's flashy, by what's shiny, and by what sounds good. See, people know what you want to hear. And sometimes we find ourselves bringing trust issues to our own front door because we don't use wisdom in building connection. I want to charge you. Hey, listen, the next time you find yourself in close proximity or with someone that is trying to gain your trust, that is trying to get your attention, that is trying to spend more time with you, pay attention. No, you can save yourself a lot of heartache in life if you just simply cut off the noise, right? If you simply get back. I mean, this texting stuff, you can't get to know nobody via text. I don't care who it is. Learn how to sit down and use these two things that you were given. Use your two ears. You'll be given one mouth, but double two ears to listen and figure out what I should do, when I should do it, how I should do it, and who deserves it. So I hope that as you listen to this podcast today, that you understand that there's power in being a person that is trustworthy. Yeah, you build trustworthiness by keeping your word, by being honest, by being authentic, by doing everything that you promise. You want to be a person who is trustworthy at all times. But the same token, as you build trustworthiness within yourself, I want you to also use discernment, use wisdom when it comes to trusting others. And don't just be guided by your emotions, but be guided by the spirit that's within you and the wisdom that you've been given as well. I hope today that you've taken some nuggets, some takeaways from our conversation today. And I'm hoping that you understand that there's power in being a person that can be trusted. And there's also power in learning and knowing who you can trust. So as you go about your day today, as you go about your week, Whether you're in school, whether you're at work, whether you're a stay-at-home mom, whatever you're doing, you got your own business, whatever you're doing, I'm hoping that you are a person that has integrity and that you can be trusted along the way. Don't forget, go to our website, www.eugenejhamilton.org. Hit that shop button to get you a Go Grow Glow shirt. Don't you also forget that on that same website, if you'd like me to come to your institution, your school, your business, your organization to do some motivational speaking, I'm available and I would love to support your cause as we go, grow, and glow together. Check the show notes today. Also, Atomic Habits is right there. Click that link and get you the book of the month so we can grow together. All right, y'all take care. Have a great rest of your week. See you next time. Peace.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.